In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Indeed, the light still shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. At the beginning tonight, we sang, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Isn't it fun? You get to know stuff by heart. The light no darkness can overcome. It is so true. Yes, the darkness tried to overcome Jesus Christ, the light of the world. It tried to extinguish Jesus, to defeat him, to snuff him out, to extinguish, to destroy the light. But darkness failed. Through centuries of waiting after Adam and Eve's fall, it was so dark. Driven from paradise to hard work, witnessing fighting between sons, even murder, and then doubters and revilers and liars, and every single person infected with darkness. It was so dark. But the light of the world still shone. The promise shown again and again, as you've heard tonight, the one who created light, he's coming to live with you in the same flesh you have. He'll break the power of darkness over us. And then he came in the dark womb of Mary. Then he was born and placed into a dark manger. Then shepherds on a dark night hear and see light. The light of the world, God now man, to save us all. And then at the darkest moment of all history, on Good Friday, when the sun was overcome, Jesus was not put out. He continued to shine forgiveness and love, peace with the Father, one for you. He continued to shine the light of life. His resurrection proved it. His light cannot be extinguished. The darkness can never win. He who made light is your light and your life, and tonight his light still shines in the darkness. Now the darkness is after you. It tries to extinguish Jesus for you. Every sin is darkness, even the littlest sins, a gossip, a grudge, a jealousy, trusting anything or anyone besides our Lord to give you what is good. And there's lots of darkness in the world too. Doesn't it seem darker every day? And there's the dark shadow of death looming ahead too. How do you beat the darkness? There's only one way, more light. That is, more Jesus. Confess your sin, your darkness, bring it out before Jesus, and he will turn it to light by his word of forgiveness. Darkness overcome again. Hear Jesus in Holy Scripture as he floods you with his comforting forgiveness, peace, and joy, even on the darkest days. How light brings joy. Sing Jesus to shine light into your ears and into the ears and hearts of all. Think Jesus. Think about the worst darkness ever, the Black Good Friday curse and horror, even Jesus' death. It could not overcome the light of the world, and he bore that suffering that the light still shines in the darkness for you. A beautiful light made your very own at your baptism, never to be blown out or to fail you ever. Jesus is for you tonight, every night and every day, and that light, your Jesus, will lighten life eternal too. Death's dark valley is nothing to your Savior. Yes, it is absolutely true. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can overcome. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.